Welcome to episode 137 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. So, this is the final episode of 2013, and if you're anything like me, you just can't wait to see in the new year and get the ball rolling for all the great and exciting things to come. In a forthcoming show, I'll be talking through what I've got in mind for the year ahead, but as for this week, it's all about preparing for a particular shoot early in 2014. Something of a shorter show this week, but it should give you a glimpse into the considerations facing me as I set up for a studio-based shoot for an outdoor brand. So here we go then. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 137. It's about 20 to 4 in the afternoon, and I'm in the car, obviously, and I'm heading out of Portsmouth, down on the south coast of the UK, and as I look over my shoulder to the left, there is just the most amazing late or mid-afternoon light. It's a rich golden orangey-yellow, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Now, unfortunately, I've not been out taking pictures and making the most of it. I've had a day of editing pictures this morning. I've done a bit of running around and tying up some loose ends with some client work. But the reason I'm in the car now and heading out of Portsmouth is because I've just been taking a look round a studio space. Now, as a lot of you know, I am not a studio photographer, and by that I mean I don't own and run a studio space. I don't have those overheads because I don't have the need to use a studio space that often. But when I do, I use spaces that are available, and there are various ones dotted around where I'm based. There are also ones up in London, obviously. There are lots of spaces for hire and what have you. But most of the studio photography, as it were, that I do tends to be shot on location. So I will take my lighting, I'll take a backdrop, if that's what's required. It might be something like a white backdrop or a sort of grey or black or what have you. But as I say, regular listeners will know that I don't do a lot of staged studio work. I'm more than happy to, but I'm more often to be found on location shooting in natural environments, or if I'm shooting corporate stuff, it tends to be within offices, and therefore you have a ready-made backdrop in the form of the offices behind where the subjects are. So the question, I suppose, is why am I driving away from a studio space today? Well, I am in talks at the moment with a hopefully soon-to-be new client. We've already had some meetings. I've known of them and had conversations with them for the past sort of year or so. I'm not at this stage going to give too much away because it's not something that I want to do, but hopefully in the fullness of time I will be talking to you and releasing more behind the scenes information about what all this surrounds. One thing I will say is that it is an outdoor brand that this concerns, and for the sake of what I'm going to tell you today, basically there is a large range of products which need photographing for a brand new website that this this company is going to be releasing, so I understand, at the start of next year. But of course, before that happens, there's a lot of planning at their end, and one of the things that they need to be thinking about is photography for the range of products. First of all, this side of Christmas, for their for the website. And then the idea is that once those pictures are complete, we then start to look into the beginning of next year and actually go out on location to show these products being used in their intended environment. So what we're thinking about here is, being based in the UK, there are going to be various different locations which should take us all over the country at various times. But just bringing it right back to basics for this initial set of images, it's a studio, it'll be a studio based shoot with a set built to feature these products. And so, of course, before I even start to think about the logistics of actually on the day lighting and setting up these products in the studio, I have to look at the space where I'm going to be working, the considerations about getting the products up a staircase, for example, parking, thinking about how the products are going to be laid out and prepared, ready for the photography. That also leads me to think about how many people are going to be involved. Myself, the client, assistants. There is a lot more to, when it comes to product photography, you may think, oh, okay, well, it'll take X amount of time and there's a bit of contingency in there, but it'll be fine. Well, in my experience, whatever amount of time you think it's going to take, you should always allow extra time. And of course, that has to translate into your fee structure to make sure that the client knows exactly what is going to be involved. Everyone is on the same page, and it may be that actually you come away from the shoot, you think, okay, so it's going to take X amount of time, you find that it's not going to take quite as much time, and that's brilliant. So you're ahead of schedule, essentially, and everyone's happy. So today I had to go and see this the studio, because sometimes I'll use spaces more often than others, and this place is having a bit of a refurbishment at the moment, so I need to see what space is available and like I say, logistical considerations. Also have to think about the time to get there and back. So for example, I'm on my way now, and it's probably about, I don't know, 20 odd minutes, so I have to think about allowing the journey time and the fuel and all that sort of thing. So there are many, many things buzzing around my head. Now, it's a shame that I can't tell you any more, like, really specific information. But just at the moment, there's just, it's unfortunately, so I'm sort of hesitating a little bit. I'm just trying to find a slip road here, and there's cars coming from all directions. I can't give too much away at the moment. But like I say, hopefully, in a matter of weeks, this should all be done and dusted, and I can go all out and tell you everything. So something of a shorter recording this week. And I'm just trying to think what else I can tell you about, because it really was, if I was working on location for a shoot, I would go and do a location scout or a recce to see what the location's like and what considerations there are. And that would, of course, be concerning the likes of lighting and thinking about the weather and what the backdrops are going to be, you know, whether if it was somewhere in a woodland or a hillside or what have you. But this isn't the case. It's a nice little studio space where we have a kitchen area and a seating area for people to be able to sit and listen to music. You can have sort of meetings and things around that same space. But what I have to think about is, because of the quantity of products, there is a real amount of preparation required. Now, when I talk about preparation, all will become clear. put it this way, the number... I've just stopped at some railway gates here. The number of products that are going to be involved. I've got to actually send an email to the client this afternoon when I'm back in the office just to double check. But I've worked it out, roughly speaking, that it's going to be about 20 minutes per product to photograph. Now, on the one hand, you think, wow, 20 minutes, how difficult could it be? But you've got to bear in mind that you have to tinker with the product, you have to stylize it, you have to make sure the lighting is right. Now, the lighting won't actually change from one shot to the next. So once that's done, it'll be all locked off and nothing moves. But you have to think about, with these products, there will be some sort of shiny material there, which I have to think about the lighting. So you have to make sure that those reflections, the highlights, are not going to get in the way of any branding and this, that and the other. So actually 20 minutes will soon go. By the time everything is set in place and there's the various tinkering, in terms of lighting, there's not really something that I can talk about at the moment. I mean, it's what I can tell you is that it's... I know already that I'm going to be shooting on a D800, probably with a most likely a 24-70mm lens. It may be that I decide to go with a prime lens and just something like 50mm. I've got a 50mm f1.8, I think it is. A lovely, lovely sharp lens, which under studio lighting is razor sharp. So I'm already starting to think about that. The products, the camera will be locked off on a tripod so that every single shot, the framing is identical, because this is going on a website. So as you browse through the website and you click on a product, everything, all the framing and everything will be exactly the same. So the technical considerations, the lighting will probably be... I would imagine one, possibly two lights. It will be certainly one main light and then perhaps a reflector to fill in some shadows. But the main thing is these products need to have some texture, and it will be a slightly angled light, which allows there to be some good texture. Excuse the noise, I'm just finding my way into a car parking space and also trying to avoid other motorists. So as I say, a bit of a very sort of general sort of recording today. I hope it's been of some use, but you know, it's not every day that I'm out shooting. There's editing, there's liaising with clients, there's emailing, there's research, there's all these various things. And there's meetings and checking out location spaces and what have you, that all comes into the mix. So hopefully that's been of interest. If you've got any questions, if you want to guess what I'm going to be photographing, drop me a comment or get in touch. That'd be quite good fun. But I'm not saying any more at the moment. So just a very kind of general overview, and obviously with the final shoot, I will link to that once it's all done and dusted. And hopefully I'll be doing some, maybe some time lapse or some behind the scenes stuff for that. So that should be able to really fill you in on just what we've been up to. So, like I say, bit of a general one today, but for now, I will leave it there.
One of my first tasks in the new year is to follow up things with this client, looking ahead to their location photography requirements for 2014. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Here's wishing you a very happy and safe new year. Have fun, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.